Welcome to the Link to Prevention podcast, hosted by the CASARC Prevention Team.
On today's episode, the Prevention Team will be diving into a few important points to be discussing with your child about personal safety, specifically around child sexual abuse. As we said in the introductory episode, we know many of you are already having conversations about personal safety with your kids. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about two specific things to be adding to those conversations to help prevent child sexual abuse. Really important part of this entire series is communication and talking about these topics. Communication is key. And having open communication, curiosity, answering your child's questions if they come to you, will help them know and understand that they can trust you even around some of these more difficult topics. So we're going to emphasize the importance of communication, as well as talk about why teaching your kids the anatomically correct names for their body parts is so critical. It is a preventative measure against child sexual abuse, and I know Chris and Jessica are going to talk more about that later on in today's episode. Let's kick it off now with Jessica. Why is communication so important? And let's talk just generally about how communication is key to a lot of this work.
It's okay to begin these conversations whenever you are able to. I think, Chris, you always say, like, start now. Whatever it is, start now. There's not a specific age that it has to happen before. It's conversations that should be ongoing and honestly changing depending on the age of the child too. So these conversations can be similar but expanded as they get older.
These are a couple of other things that you can add to an already happening conversation that, from our perspective and opinion, will actually add to your child's safety and would reduce possible risk of harm.
Yeah. I know that, like, personally too, I still remember some of those early conversations about personal safety with my mom as well. And a lot of them came from even like milestones too. Like, I know that I had to learn my home phone number before I went to kindergarten, and like things like we had a word, like a code word that if somebody who normally doesn't pick me up was picking me up would have to know in order for me to know that that was somebody that my mom had asked to pick me up. And that came along with going to school as well and like being in daycare and preschool and things like that.
And so it is important to have these conversations in such a way that are more empowering and knowledge-based rather than fear-based. So normalizing these conversations is step one. And like to what you were saying, right? We already know there are basic things that we know our kids need to have at their fingertips to keep them safe, to make them feel confident in this world. Knowing who they are and where they live, their address, their phone number, the names of their parents, very basic information. And we also know that based on our work in the community, there are kids in middle school who don't know these things yet. We also know that it's important for kids to know and understand how and when to call 911. That's an important skill to have. You know, I talk all the time about this idea of like how to approach an unfamiliar dog, but that is another very important skill to give your child so that when they are out in the neighborhood by themselves, out at the playground by themselves, and there is a dog that is nearby, that they know how to approach it without the fear of getting bit.
The one that, especially right now, that I'm even practicing with like my nieces and my nephew are, and one that's pretty easy to integrate into, especially conversations with even young kids, is naming their body parts as they are scientifically named. And connecting that to their ability to understand who is and is not allowed to see or touch those areas. I think sometimes we refer to them as swimsuit areas, but it's so important that we give children language about themselves and encourage them to use that language, because that honestly, as much as it seems like a very easy thing to do. That is one of the best ways to help prevent child sexual abuse. If they can name a vagina, a vulva, a penis, that is a very big deterrent to offenders. And I don't, Chris, I know you have a lot of information about why that is.
The reason we teach that, the reason the a child's ability to identify their body parts is important, is because of the way in which some people who harm children target those kids. It is a way in which some adults, some people who harm children, narrow their targets. You know, I often talk about some of these adults who offend against children are like the velociraptor in Jurassic Park, where they are testing for weaknesses in the fence. Some of these guys and women, they are cast a very wide net. And then over the course of time, through various testing strategies, they narrow that very wide net down to a small group of possible targets. And one of the things that will keep a kid from being in that target group is their ability to identify the names of their body parts, specifically those bathing suit areas, the vulva, vagina, penis, butt, breasts. Those are important for kids to be able to name. And the reason being is that somebody who harms children is going to be less likely to target that child because they know that an adult is talking to them about their bodies, talking to them about personal safety, and are not afraid to talk about body parts. A lot of offenders will take advantage of those kids who feel shame around their bodies, who do not have an understanding of their own anatomy, and will use that ignorance to their advantage. And either, Jessica, like you said, either it will either inform their knowledge of that child's vulnerability, and it can also prevent that child from being understood when they disclose if they are not naming the actual body parts that were involved in a behavior. You have an example, Jessica, that you've given around that before. Can you just say a little bit about that?
Yeah. I heard, I didn't personally have this case or anything like that when I was a legal advocate, but we talk a lot about child disclosures and how certain things will inhibit, especially a young child's ability to explain what has happened to them to somebody else. And the example that I heard of that was there was a child who disclosed to a teacher and they said that their uncle licked their cookie. But the teacher didn't understand that cookie is how that child and their parents referred to her vagina, which is a very different conversation once you have that bit of information, which the teacher did not. And so, unfortunately, a lot of this abuse that this child was enduring continued because there wasn't that response from the adult because that adult didn't know that that's what that child was saying. So it also can inhibit a young person's ability to be able to describe and disclose what's happening to them and then therefore get a response about what's happening to them.
Thank you both so much for all that really important information. We will be back in episode 3 with a second part of this personal safety, specifically around conversations about child sexual abuse. We have a couple more tips and a couple more topics to be bringing up within those conversations that we will get into in the next episode.
Until next time, stay curious, be kind, and take care. To find out more about the services offered and to stay up to date on everything that Prevention is doing, check us out online at ksarc.org. That's ksarc.org.